The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Oh my goodness. Good morning, Northeast Florida. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful Saturday.
What's the oh my goodness?
Well, I can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
You know.
You're on the radio.
I know. It's the stuff that happens right before we get on the radio, right?
Yeah, you talked about slime. And everybody's wondering, what are you talking about?
So well, it's really gross.
We have to tell.
I still don't know what it is.
Well, you know, we do home inspections, but we recommend that everybody have a home inspection done.
Yes.
So you and the home inspector saw something that he has never seen before. Now, they
yes.
take the cover off air conditioners, right? And they look
yeah,
inside
look at the coils and
to see if anything is obviously, you know, bad. Like if there's really, really bad dirt in there where they haven't changed the filter in
this
ages.
This wasn't dirt.
It was some kind of a slime in there.
It looked like mucus that comes out of your nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Yuck.
You really said that on the radio?
It's so gross. It was so, so gross.
So something like that, we suggest that there be further investigation by a certified, you know, air conditioner person.
We recommend that they give us a new one. It was really old. It was rusted, too, but there was that nasty thing. Yes, it was awful.
Well, if nothing else, a really good, like, steam cleaning to get that stuff out of there.
It wouldn't take it away. It was something I've never, ever, ever, ever seen before.
Oh, so you're...
I've been doing this 20 years. Come on.
So
I've seen the inside of a lot of air conditioners.
You crawl inside there and look at them?
You don't have to crawl inside.
Oh, okay.
And the air handler, it's right there for you to see.
So, So that's the story, huh?
Maybe if you're there's an air conditioning contractor listening, they can call me and tell me what that mucus is.
Here's my recommendation.
The number is 222-8255.
Here's my recommendation to you. We never start off Real Estate Radio again talking about slime and mucus, okay? Because that's not who we are. This is not a doctor show or anything like that. We want to talk about happy stuff.
Yeah, that wasn't happy.
That wasn't it.
No.
Anyway, welcome everybody to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We, of course, come to you every Saturday morning talking about fun stuff. We
yes.
want to be infotainment.
Yes.
And slime and mucus is not infotainment.
For some people, it's infotainment. Not for me.
Well,
it's information,
but not infotainment.
Yes.
Anyway, where were your... I can't get this out. We are your problem-solving realtors.
You know what I think?
What do you think?
I think you've been off for a week, and you just can't get it together.
Wait a minute. I was not off as
yes,
in
you
vacation.
Were off for a week.
My dad was not feeling well. He's 92 years old, so I got in the car after I heard this, and I drove 630 miles to see him in Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah.
And he got progressively better every week. So I
every
came
week?
Every
day.
Day. So I made sure that he ate okay and got a little bit of exercise. We took a little walk every day. And so he was doing better.
Okay.
Alan wants
good
to say something.
Angela, he's normally off. That's why we love him so much, right?
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan. I need you on my team
That's
today.
That's a different kind of off,
Yay.
Alan.
Yay. But yes, you've been off work, and I've been double taxed because you were gone. So I had to do your job, my job, other people's jobs. It was a long, hard week. I probably don't have anything to talk about. I'm
well,
so tired.
Well, if I was here, I would have seen that stuff in the air conditioning system.
Yes, you would have. I would have sent you to the home inspection, and then you could talk about it firsthand.
So thank you for doing that.
Anyway,
for me.
You know what I do love about that story, though?
What's that?
Is that the buyer is a first-time home buyer, and she's a teacher. And she, you know, is to me, teachers are just always giving back to the community. So I really, really love that. That's such an important role in civilization is our teachers, because they raise our next generation of leaders. And she's just awesome. And this is her first house she's buying, and she's young. She's in her 20s.
22 years old.
Very,
and buying
very exciting.
A home. That's an inspiration to those
yes.
that are listening out there, to parents that are listening, to say your children can buy a house. She
yes.
graduated from college. It's her first year of being out there in the business world, and she is buying, this was a condominium, and she's buying a property.
Yeah, and it's so cute because, you know, I always ask every buyer when I meet them, so why are you moving? And her mother was quick to say, we didn't kick her out. We love her. We just want her to spend her money wisely, and we think it's a good time, you know, it's a good investment to own real estate. I was like, yes, the American dream is alive and well.
And her parents are not helping her. She's doing it all by herself.
Yep.
My daughter is 26. She's closing on her house next Friday, a week from Friday. And so that's another example of someone that is young, doing it all by herself with her fiancé. So that's
yep.
good. We have a lot of first-time homebuyers. We love first-time homebuyers because
they're
they
so cute
are
excited.
The most excited
yes.
buyers. When you hand them the keys, they just have this big, big glow and big grin on their faces.
Yes.
You know, the people that have bought their third and fourth house, you know, this is like old hat to them. But the first-time home buyers, they're just so absolutely excited. We love showing them homes.
Indeed.
So, Angela, how was the week in real estate despite the just tragedy that occurred this week? And we don't want to, you know, this is not a political show, but we just want to say that our thoughts and prayers go out to all of the people in Las Vegas, because it didn't just affect the people that were shot and the relatives of people that were shot and killed. It affected the whole city and, in fact, the whole country. And hopefully a tragedy like this brings our country back together again and thinks about how great America is, rather than all the other negative stuff that is going on with, you know, football and kneeling and all of that kind of stuff. You know, let's just come together and everybody, you know, be together and think about the great country that we have here. So anyway, how was real estate here in this country?
Well, according
in
to
this,
the Northeast.
I'm sorry, here in Northeast
Florida. Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service. This past week for homes and condominiums, 635 offers got accepted. Now, that's up 14% from the previous week, so that's great. 676 new homes came on the market. That's up 5% from last week, but those numbers are down. You know, that we were in the 800s and 900s through the summer, so those numbers are down overall. 123 of the 676, well, they're already under contract. And, Howard, what is that? That's almost 20%, right? 30 of those were under contract on the very first day. And 647 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say, yes, that number is up 17% from the previous week. So that's great. Now, we also like to talk about interest rates so that people know what's happening with the money. The 30-year rate rose 0.02 of a point to 3.85%. The 15-year rate rose about 0.02 of a point also, and that moved to 3.15%. This time last year, that was 2.72. So we're higher, but still it's really low. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate likewise remained the same, holding at about 3.6%. So that's a good rate. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, well, still a great deal if you're only planning on being in your home 5 years or less. And it was the only one that fell this week, and it's down 0.02 of a point to 3.18%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you realize we're in the fourth quarter of the year already?
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
You're planning
already?
Is that
what you meant?
No.
Is that what you meant?
Well,
no?
I think Thanksgiving's coming before that.
And Christmas is coming. I have grandbabies, man. I can't wait for Christmas.
And Columbus Day's coming on Monday. Some people have off. A few people have off.
Can I have off? You've been off for a week. Can I take off this coming week?
I didn't have off.
You weren't working?
Well,
that's off.
I had to see my dad.
I get it, but you know what I'm thinking?
What?
I'm going to take this week off.
Okay.
You can work double time.
Well, we've got lots of work to do. Hey, we got a lot more things coming up. If you want to call and ask questions, call us at 904-222-8255. We got things to talk about when we come back. We got tips about buying a condo. We got a scam. We got tips about moving. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Is there something going wrong with your garage door or opener? My name is Peter, and I am the owner of Quality Door Service. And my basic garage door repair starts at just $125, and that includes parts. Included with your repair, I will instruct you about fire and safety, protection from hurricane and burglary, and maintenance on your garage door. Call me today at 588-4817. That's 588-4817. Angela and Howard did.
There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., NMLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by CMG Financial. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here with Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard today. Thank you for staying tuned during the commercial break. We appreciate it. Gives Howard and I a little time to argue with each other. Wait, is that what I said? Did I say that out loud?
You did.
Oh, yeah. You to argue with each other during the break. We're goofy.
You are.
No,
You're in rare form this morning.
I think I need a cup of coffee or something.
Did you have a second cup?
Nope.
There you go. That's it. When you have too many, you're wound up. When you don't have enough, you're wound up. When you have just right number of cups of coffee, you're wound up.
Well,
I think you're just wound up.
I'm wound up.
Yeah. You know, I started to say before the break that I can't believe we're in the fourth quarter already. You know what that means?
Christmas is coming.
Well, that's true, but that's a long way off. That's
not really.
3 months away. Okay. Well,
maybe.
September's over, and that means it's time for one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio.
Yes. Tell us about the high and low sales
for the previous month.
September.
And as
Tell
usual,
us what happened.
There are a few surprises. There were 15 sales during the month that were over $1 million. And one of the surprises is only one of them for single family homes was on the ocean.
Why is that a surprise? Have you seen that two hurricanes come through in the last year?
Yeah.
I don't think oceanfront's going to sell near as well as it used to.
Well, but usually a lot of them sell. Only one.
Well, condos, high-rises might, but the houses might not.
And the high one was not on the ocean. So let me tell you about it. It was
$3,750,000. Riverfront.
No, it was actually across the street from the ocean.
Marsh Landing.
No.
Stargrass.
Old Ponte Vedra.
Oh, Old Ponte Vedra.
Which it Yay. Was one block from the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club.
I love that area. It is so beautiful.
I know you do. So it's, the house was almost 6,000 square feet, 5-bedroom, 5-bath. It was built in 1994, but it was updated very nicely, I might add. Really nice pool. It was only on the market for 17 days, so it sold really quickly. And it sold, if you divide the cost by the number of square feet, it sold $641 a square foot. Yow! Not oceanfront.
That's not a lot.
I think it was a lot. $641 a square feet. Now, if you wanted something on the other end of the scale, for $14,000, you could have bought a 959 square foot, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, built in 1935. It also was only on the market for a very short period of time, 7 days. Yep. And it was an unusual sale. It was a tax collector sale.
Oh.
So no taxes on it were paid for a number of years. And then the city said, you know what? We're tired of having this with no taxes. So the city sold it for taxes at $14,000. So instead of $641 a square foot like the one across the street from the ocean, it sold for $14 a square foot.
How about that?
Yeah, it needed a little bit of fixing up. But so somebody got it, could fix it up, and have a nice rental property or indeed live in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for condos, there were two of them that sold for $1 million. One was oceanfront. One was not. The one that sold the most was $1,150,000. It was the penthouse at Marina San Pablo.
Oh, nice.
You know where that is? Of course. That's on the Intercoastal. And it was on the market for a long time, 562 days. And it sold, when it previously sold, it sold for $1.6 million. So the owner did not do well. They lost money on it. It sold when new back in 2007, $1.6 million. And now sold for $1,150,000, but it was the penthouse, so it had a nicer view, and they could brag that they were in the penthouse.
Yes.
So, and I think that comes with a dock, doesn't it? Because that has boat slips on the Intercoastal.
There are boat slips there, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if those cost extra or not.
Yes.
So on the cheaper side, you could have bought a $32,000 walk right in, live in it, 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo in the Preserve in St. Nicholas.
Mm.
Not a bad price for that one.
Mm.
Mm. You don't like it there?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You're not saying anything?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Well, I showed it to some investors, and the unit that we showed
was gorgeous. I remember that.
Not gorgeous.
No?
Isn't
Do you that
know
the
where
one that
is?
Had
the
fireplace? The
Preserve at St. Nicholas? No.
No.
No. No. And it had mold all in it, and it was like the mold had been painted over.
Well, this one was nice. I looked at the pictures of this. This one was really nice. In fact, it was listed for $50,000 in a package of four of them, but they sold one of them, $50,000 each, but they sold one of them for cash. This one sold for cash for $32,000.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the owner really wanted to liquidate.
So it's an old apartment complex.
Yes.
That was, you know, in the last several years was converted to condominiums, and then they did not all sell. So the developer still has some of them.
But for an investment, a $32,000 investment, and then rent them out, this wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, those are the highs and lows for the month. We always have some surprises. This big surprise was that only one was oceanfront. It'll be interesting to see what happens next month because so many of the oceanfront properties had some damage, at least to the sand dunes in front. And the walkways down to the beach. So we'll see what happens for sales in October. You know, whether some of them are sold as is because the sand dunes were, you know, some destroyed, and the walkways were some destroyed, and even some of the houses themselves had some damage to them. We shall see.
Yes, we shall.
Yes, we shall. So we got a lot more stuff to talk about here today. You haven't given the number in a while with your little sweet thing that you say, or clever thing that you say. So what's the number to call, Angela?
You called me sweet and clever. I think you're trying to make up.
No,
good
I
job.
Said sweet things that you did say. I didn't call you sweet.
Ooh.
Well, I'm just setting the record straight.
Yeah, okay, okay. I gotcha.
You want me to
anyway,
call you sweet? Okay, you're
to
sweet.
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. And, of course, that's area code 904, because we're here live in Northeast Florida.
We are, and we would are. Love to talk to our people and answer your questions, because we always prepare things to talk about that we think might be interesting or helpful for our buyers or our sellers. But we want to answer your questions.
That do I our know what? 6-year anniversary of being on Real Estate Radio is coming up in January?
I do.
Isn't that crazy?
That's a long-running real estate show.
It is.
It is.
It is indeed. It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've only had a repeat show, I think, twice when one of us was sick.
You.
I think it was me the rest of the time.
I was too chicken to do it by myself.
You were too chicken. All right.
Oh, I wouldn't be chicken today, but it was when we were first started the show. Yeah.
All right. We are going to talk about, we started this last week, and we only got through a couple of them. We want to talk about features that should not generally be deal breakers for buyers. Now, these sometimes turn buyers off, but they're actually really easy or inexpensive fixes. So Angela and I often have to remind buyers not to worry about them because they're really easy to fix. So
yes.
First, we want to talk about grandma's wallpaper. You know, just try to imagine the room with new paint color or wallpaper. Just takes a few hours of your time to remove. And it's more important to look at the space or the layout of the room rather than the wallpaper.
You know, I keep getting perplexed by buyers because so many of them watch all the HGTV and think they can do everything themselves. And then they go in these houses and they see things like wallpaper and they think, oh, yeah, I just can't buy this house. Then the problem is they can't connect with it. You know, when you see the grandma wallpaper and you're 20 or you're 30, you're like, yeah, this doesn't feel like my house. That's why when we go on listing appointments, we tell people, take your wallpaper down, because people, today's buyers, can't connect. Even though you're right, Howard, it's a really simple fix. Take the wallpaper off and paint.
Yeah. Well, just like wallpaper, it's wall color. The colors of the walls can be changed to your liking. Just plan on doing one room at a time. Perhaps hiring a professional for, you know, high places, high walls, or the ceilings. Either way, the cost is usually a lot less than you think. And again, concentrate more on whether the size of the room is right, whether its layout fits your needs, you know, whether the neighborhood has the amenities you want, or perhaps, you know, is the roof in good shape? That's a much bigger expense item than just whether the color of a couple of the rooms is right for you. Will your furniture fit in it? Does the house fit your lifestyle? Don't worry about the color of a room. I can't tell you how many times we go into a house and the first thing that happens is somebody nose curls up and they say, ooh, this is ugly. Well, forget whether the room color is ugly. Do you like the house? Is the layout right? Do you love the kitchen or not? I mean, even the color of the kitchen cabinets you can paint. We talked about that last week. I hear music, but we can still talk about one more. Outdated light fixtures, those are things that you can change as well. Alan's shaking his head, yeah. And even outdated carpet.
You know what happened this week?
I know, that's what I was hoping that you'd tell people.
Yes, somebody dyed the carpet.
The carpeting was in terrific shape.
Old carpet, too.
Yeah, it was old, but nobody ever used those rooms.
Right.
They hated the color. So they went in and dyed it.
It was like a mint green, you know, from the 90s. And they went in and painted it gray. I mean, dyed it gray. And it looked fantastic. It looked brand new because it was good quality carpet to begin with.
So much cheaper than replacing the carpet.
Yeah, like $500. They did four rooms.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you can do that stuff. Hey, stay with us, everybody. We're going to be right back. Answer more of your questions. We got lots of good things to cover. Tips about buying a condo. We'll be right back.
Ed Dean, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, and FM 101.1. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Forecasters are putting New Orleans right in the likely path of what was tropical storm and now mild Hurricane Nate. One of the big questions looming in the minds of many residents and business owners, will the pumps work? Nate is forecast to make landfall in southeast Louisiana either late tonight or early tomorrow. An unexpected August 5th rainstorm, as you may recall, caused flash flooding that revealed personnel and equipment problems at the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board, and that could be a concern with a lot of Nate's heavy rains on the way in one form or the other. Federal authorities in New York say they've charged three men with a plot to sow terror in the city last year. They are said to have been planning a major terrorist attack. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gave up a little ground, but not much. It was down by 2 points at 22,774. This is SRN News.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, October 11th at 6 p.m., enjoy free weekly group runs at the Fernandina Beach High School track. Wednesday, October 11th at 7 p.m., the Russian Grand Ballet presents Swan Lake at the Florida Theater. And Thursday, October 12th at 7 p.m., it's Florida Georgia Line in concert at Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit jackscommunityevents.com.
You may be on the cutting edge of business technology, or you may be slow to come around. Either way, let my friends at CopyFax help you manage your documents. Hi, it's Brian Sexton. The business professionals at CopyFax will help you clear out your filing cabinets and create more usable space for your team by creating a simple but powerful document management solution. Check out their full-service website at CopyFax.com, and you'll see the future of document storage and management.
Simplify your document storage today, 296-1600 or CopyFax.com.
Business is happening every day, all around us. Stay on top of it all with our sister station, 100.3 The Biz.
You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Tim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz.
Stay up to the minute with Bloomberg Radio.
This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Catch up with the latest news with Gordon Deal.
You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
100.3 The Biz.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
And the roads are still looking good. Watch out for Hart Bridge. That is currently closed. As for the weather, a little bit of rain in the offing. In the forecast, 40% chance of showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, looking for a high 88. 30% chance of showers tonight, going to get down to about 79. And 50% chance for Sunday, Monday, mostly cloudy, with daytime highs into the upper 80s. It is currently 79 at WBOB. AM 600, The Answer.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are having so much fun here today on Real Estate Radio. Okay, so what we were just talking about is features of a house that should not be a deal breaker for buyers. And the one thing I want to say to you is this. If you're a buyer and you go in a house and you're seeing some of the things we're talking about, wallpaper, bad paint colors, outdated light fixtures, outdated carpet, whatever, don't be afraid by that. And remember that you've got a better shot at negotiating price, and it should be priced lower in the marketplace anyway because of its condition. You have the chance to make it your own. Put your own mark on it. Put your own love in it. Make that home a place you want to be. So Howard had it exactly correct. Look for the layout. Is it in the right school district? Make sure it's everything that your family needs. And don't be afraid of a fixer-upper. Now, that being said, that leads us into our next segment.
You know, we thought we'd tell you about the opposite. You know, we talked about things that should not be deal breakers, but sometimes there are some things that probably should be deal breakers. And these are things that you should not budge on when buying a house. You know, Angela and I sit down with prospective buyers and we say, what are the things that are really important to you when buying a house?
Yes.
So, and a lot of realtors don't do that. They just say, okay, how much you want to spend? And, okay, do you want a two-story, a one-story, and what part of town do you want to be in? And that's about it. And then they start looking. We do a much more in-depth analysis of what your needs are. In fact, it's like a 4 or 5 page document so that Angela and I can get a real good feel of who you are, what you want to do, you know, in your off time. How far do you want to be from your work and your church and your, you know, other activities, so that we can really get a feel for who you are, what you want to live. Is it going to be a short-term house, a long-term house, all of those things. But let's talk about what perhaps should be a deal breaker, those really important things. So first one, you decide that you want to buy a fixer-upper when you really wanted a turnkey house. Now, the house is in the perfect location. It's the perfect size. It's a perfect layout. It has that perfect charm, but it's a fixer-upper. You know, there's a big difference between a house that needs paint, a new roof, new heating system, and new flooring versus all of that plus redoing the bathrooms and redoing the kitchen and the plumbing and the electrical and the windows. You know, you are probably not up to it unless your names are Chip and Joanna Gaines.
I love them.
You know, this is their last season doing that show, Fixer Upper.
That is sad for America, I have to say. Yeah. Everybody loves them.
You know, fixer uppers look a lot easier on TV than in real life. So be careful. It is easy to have a roof put on. It is easy to have the house painted and to put in a new air conditioner. But it's not easy to put in new plumbing and new wiring and to redo a kitchen and to redo bathrooms. So,
well, the other thing you have to think about as well is when you're buying something, like when I have someone who's transferring into the area from somewhere else, there's a whole lot that has to happen for a family getting acclimated to a new area. It's not always a good idea to buy a fixer-upper in that circumstance. You know, generally you have one of the parents moving here for a job. So they are spending a lot of time at work. They're getting to know their new job, their new colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. The other parents at home with the children, you know, I just had one that had 4 kids and she was homeschooling. She couldn't actually go through an entire renovation, you know. So one of the houses we were looking at, they had to back out of that contract because it was too much as they moved to a new town to take on all of that work. So you sort of have to know your limitations there and everybody's circumstances.
Yeah, interesting. On that particular house, it looked like it was okay until the inspection uncovered so many things that needed fixing.
Then it looked more like the money pit.
Okay. What's the next one?
Well, choosing a good school district. So if you plan to buy a house in a really good school district, then only change your mind if you would be willing to send your kids to private school.
Or doing homeschooling.
Or doing homeschooling, yes. But I have to say, I even think with homeschooling, you should still pick a good school district because there could be something in your future that precludes you from doing homeschooling, and maybe you want to send your kids.
Well, that could be.
Maybe that's just me who could never see herself at home. And again, homeschooling your kids.
These are generally things that you don't want to change your mind on. Okay, number three is your budget. Do not make yourself house poor.
Amen, amen, amen.
Just because your lender tells you that you're qualified for, say, $300,000 does not mean that you should be spending $300,000.
Right.
Set your budget and stick with it. Now, of course, if you decide that you can live with a $25,000 car instead of a $50,000 car, you know, that's a head turner, well, maybe your budget can handle a bigger house payment. The bottom line is this: don't make yourself house poor. I know that there are realtors that the first thing they ask you is, how much did your lender say that you can afford? And the lender says $300,000. Okay, let's go look for a $300,000 house. Angela and I do not do that. We want to know what you are comfortable with your payments, and then we find a house that is in that price range, not the maximum amount that you are qualified for. It's really, really important that you enjoy your life in your new house and outside of your new house, meaning that you have money to spend other than just inside your house.
Yeah.
So, okay.
That's right.
And what's the next one?
Commute time. So this is a really interesting one. So, you know, you'd like to limit your commute time to 25 minutes. Okay, well, maybe 35 minutes would be okay. But if the perfect house is an hour away on the other side of the river, then seriously, you need to give that some thought, because that is going to make you unhappy.
Yeah, because it's an hour both ways, and that may not make you happy over the long run.
Right.
So think about your commute time. Maybe the house is perfect, but maybe the commute time is not going to make your house so perfect. So you really need to give that some consideration. Now, here's our last one is room for the kids and the dog to play. So you found that perfect house, but there's no room in the backyard for the kids or the dog. Now, there's a park that's two blocks away. Do you really want to have to walk the dog three or four times a day and not have a place for your young kids to play every day? Obviously, the age of your kids is certainly a consideration, but that is what we are talking about, because the house is right, but just be sure to consider the kids and the dog. Because if it's raining, you know, you can let your dog out in the backyard, but if there's no backyard, do you really want to walk your dog four times a day if you don't have a backyard?
In the rain?
Yeah. So just consider that. And, you know, we're not saying don't buy the house, but just make sure that that is a consideration. We're not saying any of these things are really things that you should not change your mind on, but just give it some real, real consideration. Right?
Well, these are things that we see that buyers get really firm about.
Because these are the things that you say, you know, I go back to your first thing, your first day when we sat down and you said that you didn't want X.
Right. It's really funny, too, because commute time, for instance, I help a lot of people relocate to the area. And when I do, especially the people from the north, you know, I say, oh, that's a 45-minute drive. And they're like, really? That's great. Because they're used to longer drives. But when I deal with someone local who's making a move across town or something, and I say, oh, you know, that could be a 45-minute drive, they go, oh, no, this is not where I want to live then. You know, I need to be closer.
And there's a big difference between driving on a weekend and driving in rush hour.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, because they might not used to being on 9A or 9B.
Oh, the 9B is just a mess still, isn't it?
Now, someday, you know, 6 months from now, it's going to be a whole lot better. So you have to consider that as well. What's the commute now versus what's it going to be 6 months from now? So we're going to talk about that. Hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about, now we haven't done a scam in a few weeks because we've run out of time, but we're going to do a scam. We're going to talk about our hot deals of the day. We're also going to answer your questions. So if you have any, call us at 222-8255 because we're going to have time for that. We've been selling a lot of houses lately. So,
yeah, our inventory is getting low, low, low. So if you are thinking about selling and you want some experts on your side who can help you get your house sold in the shortest amount of time for the most amount of money, well, you need to call Howard and I. We would be thrilled to help our radio show listeners get their home sold.
That's right. So stay with us. We're going to be right back talking about all sorts of fun stuff. We got a brand new house to tell you about in great shape on the west side. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. There's finally a mortgage lender in Jacksonville that sees financing differently. With 20 years experience, CMG Financial understands that the most important purchase in your life, your home, deserves the right mortgage. Tim McConnell at CMG Financial will work to customize the best financing option for you. Angela and I recommend CMG Financial to all our customers. Give Tim a call at 528-2103. That's 528-2103. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage, Inc., and MLS number 1820, and licensed as a mortgage lender servicer by the Office of Financial Regulation, number MLD 375, individual MLS number 181046. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know what happens when a house gets sold?
People move in.
You got to move.
You got to move.
So I want to give some tips for moving easier. And these are tips. You know, I've done this every couple of years. But
yes.
These are new tips.
Oh.
I haven't done these types of tips.
Well, tell me more.
Okay. Protect your critical photos and files by uploading them to the computer or the cloud. Now, I think I've given that tip. But here's one I haven't done. Make it easier for you. Photograph the back of your computer and your stereo and your TV and your modem and any of other devices. Because if you photograph the back, you know where all the different plugs go in each of the different things.
That's a good idea for a lot of people. Yep.
Okay. Plan for your pets by boarding them for the night on the day of packing and the move. Now, of course, if you're moving out of town, be sure to bring water and water bowls for the trip. Yeah. Have you thought of that one?
Probably.
Okay, now while you're packing, color code your boxes for the room that they are going to be going to, and then have a layout of the room on a piece of paper so you can show the movers where they're going to. Now, it's not the room that they're coming out of. It's the room that they're going to. Okay? So
okay.
Make a little drawing, put a little...
Like where the bed should go and dressers and stuff?
Well, I'm talking about boxes. That's a separate thing for where furniture's going, but I'm talking about the boxes themselves.
Hmm.
Because although you have a box that you're packing up that's right now in a kid's bedroom, it may not be going in a kid's bedroom. It may be going into, you know, a basement, because maybe you're moving to a place that has a basement.
Yep.
All right. How about you need a first night box?
Keep it in the car with you.
That's right. Now, it should have snacks and cleaning supplies and water and toothpaste and toothbrush and towels. And one of the most important things, toilet paper.
Yep.
And medicines. And
yep.
Don't forget about supplies for your pets. Also, go to the post office ahead of time and get a mover's guide, because that way they can send out change of address cards. And bring your valuables separately in your car. And don't forget to notify the utility companies at both locations ahead of time with overlapping dates, because it could be that the dates get changed. So don't turn off too early your utilities, but it's better to turn on the utilities at the new place a little bit early. And for TV and internet, sometimes there's a backlog, so get those arranged. Call a couple of weeks early so to get on the schedule for your TV and internet. I know the last time that I moved and wanted to get TV and internet turned on, they said that they were like 3 weeks behind.
Yeah.
In fact, they had crews from southern Florida coming up to turn on TV and cable.
So then you must have moved in the summer.
I moved
That's
in,
when they do that.
No, I moved in October. Didn't I move in October?
No. You moved in the summer.
July. Okay. It's been a long time.
Huh?
All right. You know what it's time for? You know there are good people in the world.
Bad boys, bad and bad
boys. And there are bad boys. We haven't done a scam in a long time.
I like them.
Well, Bobby... You know Bobby.
I know you sound Southern and you're not.
Well, Bobby Willis, he was a smooth talker. He lived in New Mexico.
Okay.
He played himself up as a big time real estate investor, and he sure looked the part. He drove a fancy car. He wore some really nice suits, and he lived in a nice neighborhood, and he ate in all the expensive restaurants. He told virtually everyone he met how successful his business was, buying properties and fixing them up and making a lot of money. Sometimes he sold them, and sometimes he kept them as rentals. Now, he wanted a score bigger, though, so he told and convinced two wealthy folks that he would sell 5% of his company to them for a combined $1 million, and he would use the $1 million to buy more properties. Sounds great, right? Sounded great to the new investors, as the money would be payable to the company, not to him, and he would use it to make the company even better. Trouble is, less than a month later, Willis had not purchased any new real estate, and he transferred $995 of the $1 million out of the business and into his and his wife's personal account. And after being caught, he said that he had spent $995,000 of it.
We have one thing
to say to Mr. Willis.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more,
yep.
no more. Hit the road, Jack.
He did Don't hit the road all right.
No yep, Mr. Willis, well, he's under a plea agreement for a 24-month prison sentence, as well as he has to pay full restitution for the people that he defrauded. How could they have been duped so easily by Mr. Willis? One word, greed.
Greed.
You've heard us say it before. If something sounds too good to be true, then it usually is too good to be true.
That's right. Just because somebody wears nice suits in a big car and brags that they make money doesn't mean that they really do. And just because you're writing a check to the company rather than the owner of the company doesn't mean they can't transfer the money out of the company's account and put it in their own account.
Yes.
So that's exactly what he did. He and his wife spent that $995,000. Why he left $5,000 in the business account, who knows? But anyway, those two investors lost their money. How he's going to pay that money back, I don't know. But that's part of the plea agreement. So how's he going to do that when he's in jail? These plea agreements, they don't make sense to me. Go to jail and pay restitution.
Yeah,
how do you pay restitution when he spent all the money?
Right.
I don't get it. All right.
Okay.
You know what we're doing today? I know what I'm doing today after the show. I'm going to go to one of our open houses today. That's what I'm doing today. Which one should I go to?
I think you should go to Not Your Way.
Not Your Way. Well, you tell everybody about Not Your Way.
Okay. So Not Your Way is, the address is 1209 Not Your Way in Samara Lakes in the World Golf Village.
I love World Golf Village.
It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom home. It has both a living room and a family room and a huge loft area upstairs. Very large rooms, a big fenced yard, 3,164 square feet. It was built in 2007. No CDD fees in Samara Lakes.
Say that again.
No CDD fees. The HOA is only $137 a quarter, not a month, but a quarter.
Now, do they have any amenities there?
They have a pool, a playground, and basketball. It is an awesome area. This home is value priced at $315,000. That's $100 per square foot. And all of the new homes are going at $120 a square foot.
All right, this
so
is a
I'm
bargain.
Telling you, this is really a bargain. These are A-rated schools. Howard is going to be there today from noon to 2.
This house and 3,100 square feet, 3,164 square feet.
For $315,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And we got Rob is going to be at another house.
At Wolf.
Tomorrow in Avondale. This is a charmer built in 1925. And this had no damage from the hurricane. It's been updated. Wait till you see the gorgeous wood floors. 1,300 square feet, 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. Oh, and it's got a detached garage as well. Stainless appliances, a real wood-burning fireplace, separate dining rooms, 2 flex rooms, fenced rear, newly paved driveway, 215. It's just off of Roosevelt. And our partner Rob is going to be there tomorrow from noon to 2. Oh, my.
Yes. And also this week, we listed a gorgeous home at 15306 Hidden Foal Drive. That's in Winchester Ridge. Now, as everyone may know, that is out near Cecil Field, you know, close to Oak Leaf Town Center, out near the new Amazon facility. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, laminate floors, stainless steel appliances, 42-inch cabinets, crown molding. This house has it all. You got to see this house. Call us for an appointment. It's not open this weekend, but we will hold it open next weekend.
Out near Cecil Field, that area is exploding.
Yeah, but this house is $185,000.
That's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
That area, you know, in the next 5 years, I bet that house doubles
Boom.
In value.
Boom.
Yeah, because so many big companies are going out there.
Yes.
I mean, just crazy. I mean, GE is out there. Amazon is out there. Just crazy what's going to happen out in that area.
A lot of growth happening out there.
Hey, the Van Wees are here. They're going to tell you about what's going on in not real estate, but in the financial sector all over. Folks, you need a professional on your side. If you want to talk to us after the show, call at 421-7950. Have a blessed day, a great week. We're going to be back with you next week.